However, after your schoolwork, you didn't go directly to work for the company. Was it in 1972, you were staff economist for the House of Representatives?
Yes, that was during that period of time that I was second lieutenant, and I was somewhat on hold, and I did do that. I was deferred another year for my service, and I did get armed with a master's degree from the London School of Economics. I was on a special energy staff that the House Interior and Insular Affairs Committee put together to look into this rumor that there might be an energy crisis, and I authored a committee print that analyzed energy demand studies. It's interesting that now I'm a corporation commissioner and all this energy stuff seems to have been around for a long period of time. So I'll just quickly put in there that then about a year and a half later, the Arab oil embargo, I think that was October of 73, occurred, and then everybody was more interested in these sorts of things. And John Dingell, Representative John Dingell of the House Interstate and Foreign Commerce Committee, wrote to the Library of Congress and said he didn't know where Mr. Anthony was, but he ordered them to update my study. And I was back in Oklahoma working for the company at the time, but they agreed to mail me all the recent documents to be analyzed, and I did so, and they paid me more money than I thought I was worth, but it was a good experience.
So then you picked up permanently in C.R. Anthony's stories in what year?
I think you would say 1974. In summers between years of school, and even in high school and a little bit of college, I'd work in the stores, or at holiday they'd need extra help. But 74 would be the time that I started more on a regular basis.
When you ran for corporation commissioner, you'd actually served in Oklahoma City, hadn't you?
I was elected to be the Ward 2 councilman. Then I also became the vice mayor. That was a rotated position. But in 1979, I was the Ward 2 city council man, they called it in those days, so that is correct. It's interesting that I did not draw an opponent. I think even to this day I'm the only non-incumbent who's ever announced to seek a spot on the city council who didn't draw an opponent. So I did do that. Now, you mentioned state office. The only state office I ever ran for was to go statewide the first time, and that was as corporation commission. Commissioner, April of 1987, the shareholders of C.R. Anthony Company sold control to Citicorp Venture Capital. I stayed on for a couple of years as chairman of the board, but in 88 I ran, which means you started in early 88, I ran for the statewide office corporation commission. And then I was elected to that and started my service sworn in January of 89.
And here we are in 2010. You've won re-election.
I'm in my fourth six-year term, which means I've been re-elected three times, and I've just completed 21 years, and just for trivia's sake, because Don Nichols has left the scene and Clifton Scott as the auditor has left the scene, I'm the longest-serving statewide elected Oklahoma official at this time. Even in the United States of America, among all the 50 states for the utility commissioners, I'm the longest serving with 21 years, which may sound like a long time, but when I started, there was Bruce Hagan from North Dakota, I believe, who had served 36 years. It's interesting that elected commissioners seem to serve a longer period of time. There's a great debate on whether they ought to be appointed by their governor or elected, but the ones that are elected seem to have greater longevity.
And you're likely to continue this for some time.
Well, I've got 2.5 years on my current term, so I'll certainly plan to complete that. And as it gets to the end of that, then we'll have to decide what to do next.